Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is the 15 best books to get rich. Hello, ALUXers. This Sunday motivational video is going to be a game changer for those of you early into your journey to riches. We've been personally reading between 30 and 50 books per year for over a decade now, and although not all of them are self-help books, we do enjoy our share of novels and biographies. A good portion of our library is filled with those focused on building wealth and a life worth living. We strongly believe that this practice of constantly exposing ourselves to valuable ideas, coupled with our discipline and perseverance, has been the key to the success we've seen in life so far. Top CEOs read over 50 books per year, while the average person reads merely one. Out of hundreds of books read, we boiled it down to this list right here. You'll find the list with the links in the description. You're not going to find The Secret or Think and Grow Rich on this list. It's not about attracting wealth into your life. This is about creating wealth through your actions. With that said, this is the ultimate list when it comes to the best books on getting rich. Number 1. The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clausen. When our brother-in-law came to us for guidance on where to start his financial journey, this was the first book we recommended, so we're recommending it to you as well. The Richest Man in Babylon is a fundamental book in terms of thinking about your life in relation to money and what it means to buy your freedom. The lessons you'll learn from this book are enough to change your future if you're open to listening. If you're at the beginning of your journey, start here. And if you go to ALUX.com/freebook and it's your first time signing up, you can get any of these titles, including The Richest Man in Babylon, as an audiobook for free, thanks to our friends at Audible. Number 2. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. This is the third financial book we've ever read when we were young, and it changed the way we looked at money forever. Growing up poor, the story spoke to us differently, and because of this book, we now own cash flow generating properties and business. Whenever people ask us how to build sustainable wealth, Rich Dad, Poor Dad always comes up as the go-to recommendation because it is so easy to digest, unlike most focused financial books. Your life changes after you read the book. Number 3. The Millionaire Fast Lane by M.J. DeMarco. This is another book that's the lesser known of the previous two, but it's shifted our focus in our journey. When you're starting out, you don't have the money to buy rental properties or millions of dollars to invest in the stock market. This book addresses the issue. The best option you have is to start a business that has the potential to blow up. For us, it's been ALUX. Only after we made the millions, we were able to use the knowledge from other books to diversify and safeguard our wealth. The Millionaire Fast Lane is a must-read for those of you who are feeling hungry and are able to follow themselves completely into making it happen. It's the most realistic approach you'll ever find when it comes to getting rich quicker than through traditional cutting costs, savings, and investments. Number 4. Money, Master the Game, and Unshakable by Tony Robbins. Money, Master the Game, together with Unshakable, is probably the most valuable resource Tony Robbins has ever put out. After reading this book, we shifted our strategy from investing in stocks to moving almost all of our additional savings into index funds through Vanguard. Money, Master the Game is the best option for someone who's not a creative entrepreneur but looking to build sustainable wealth. If you're not ready to build a business or a product that's going to make you millions, this book will provide you with the step-by-step instructions on what exactly to do if you want to get rich. Unshakable is a must-read for anyone who wants to take the first lessons into the next level. It's also like the strategy we and almost every other rich individual use to make money during recessions, like the one we have ahead of us right now. Number 5. The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. Warren Buffett calls this the best book on investment ever written, and we tend to agree. If you're going to invest in the stock market by buying shares in companies, this is your crash course into long-term and safe investing. It teaches you how to look at a company and understand its financials in order to determine if you should invest or not. Almost every long-term successful investor has followed the exact strategy Graham has outlined in his book, called Value Investing, and so should you, until something even better comes along. Number 6. Principles by Ray Dalio. Ray Dalio has just under $140 billion under management. He's the guy in charge of making the rich even richer. The barrier to entry is at least $7.5 million to invest, with yearly fees of a minimum of $500,000. When this guy writes a book about everything he's learned in his career, it's a must-read. Principles outlines Dalio's line of thinking and these core ideas that change the way you move when it comes to money. If you want to be rich, study the rich. Number 7. The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. This has been another life changer for us. Everybody in our organization has been working remotely by choice since the beginning. The 4-Hour Workweek showcased the possibility of building and running a business from anywhere in the world, which at the time we read the book was something completely revolutionary. Of course, we work a lot more than 4 hours a week. But we use the lessons on automation and outsourcing to dramatically accelerate the growth of our business. Instead of paying for expensive office space, we can afford to pay our employees more, and the talent is not limited to one location. The 4-Hour Workweek is probably the best book for those of you who enjoy the freelancer lifestyle but maybe want to build it into a multi-million-dollar business. We can't recommend it enough. Number 8. 0 to 1 by Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is one of our favorite investors. For those of you who don't know, he's the co-founder of PayPal with Elon Musk, and right now he's one of the few people who can actually rival Elon in terms of successful companies and innovation. 0 to 1 is one of those books that forces your mind to think about possibilities, about what building the future implies, and how you can be part of it. If you're looking to build the next world-changing startup, this book is your best starting point. It's a very short but very great read we can't recommend enough to everyone in our community. Number 9. The Parable of the Pipeline by Burke Hedges. Speaking of short reads, to this day we haven't found a more compact gold nugget than this one. We've gifted it over 100 times to friends who want to learn more about business but are not avid readers. It's less than 125 pages, meaning you can read it all in 3 hours or so, even if you're a slow reader. And the lesson is buried in a very easy-to-follow story. Anyone reading this book understands that their focus needs to change, and something clicks in you as you progress through the pages. Since it's a short story, we don't want to spoil it for you, but make sure to pick up a copy or listen to it for free by going to alux.com/freebook. Number 10. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Although technology is changing fast, the way we talk and interact with one another in the business world still relies on fundamentals like trust, openness, and the ability to connect with the person you're speaking to. In our opinion, this is Carnegie's magnum opus, the best piece he's ever put out, and the fact it stood the test of time is a testament to just how valuable the information is. Even if you're not a business person, this book will help you to get ahead in life through the way you communicate. Number 11. The E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber. Many of you probably dream of the day of quitting your job and starting your own business, being your own boss, isn't that right? Well, the E-Myth Revisited comes down like Thor's hammer crushing your dreams with a harsh but truthful reality. 9 out of 10 businesses fail, and as much as you'd like to think you're the exception, not the rule, you're statistically more likely to be one of the 9 that fail. This book brings forth the specific mistakes new entrepreneurs make, ending up worse off than they were when they were working for someone else. We've read this book numerous times, and every time we do, we fix small parts of our business. Fundamentally, if your business depends on you, you don't have a business, you have a job. Number 12. The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. Once you read The E-Myth Revisited and know what not to do, it's time to build your startup, but you want to do it in a healthy and sustainable way. Eric Ries's book, The Lean Startup, is the go-to resource for building a new company in today's world. Although startups aren't as hot today as they were 5 years ago, true entrepreneurs are busy building the future. The Lean Startup gives you backdoor access to how this should be done in order to improve your chances of success. And if you're looking for step-by-step plans to build a business, then this book is definitely for you. Number 13. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and Never Split the Difference by Robert Cialdini and Chris Voss. These are two separate books by quite two different individuals. Any business or high-performing individual needs to master sales if they want to get ahead. Robert Cialdini wrote what was considered to be the best sales book ever written with influence, but we still felt like it was missing something, and that's something we found in Never Split the Difference. These two books together are everything you need to know about sales and negotiations. They'll help you out in life more than any motivational video or webinar you'll ever attend. Those who can't sell don't eat. And if you're hungry, you better learn how to do it right. Number 14, Start with Why by Simon Sinek. You've probably seen Simon's TED Talk on this topic by now, and this book expands on this crucial difference in approach when it comes to the identity of your company and the way you communicate it. Simon has been able to decode the secret to Apple strategy and put it into simple words that anyone can understand and apply to their own business. It's these small changes in direction that add up to big results in the long run. Number 15, 48 Laws of Power and the Art of War, respectively by Robert Greene and Sun Tzu. The last two books on our list of the 15 best books of getting rich are 48 Laws of Power and the Art of War. Together, these two are a combination of the most valuable strategic advice you can leverage in business and life. It doesn't matter where you are in your financial journey, you'll definitely find something that applies to you which can tip the balance in your favor. When it comes to getting rich, building wealth, and keeping it, these 15, or better said, 18 books are by far the most valuable we've found, and are honestly your best option of dramatically improving your shot at success. And don't forget, we have links to every book mentioned in the description or the article version of the video. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.